The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
One, two. Is this on?
Tonight, you will go one-on-one with The Undertaker!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Josh. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe Pisano. I got confused. You're wearing sunglasses.
That's fair.
Indoors.
At least mine are cool, and they're wrestling related. He just wears them to wear them, and they'll come off in the next 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So how dare you?
How dare
How dare you, sir?
I apologize. Along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey, I'm here too.
He's back!
Oh, yeah, sorry, your mic was off because you weren't fucking here on Sunday.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
yeah. Man, the labia. It was like labia surgery to remove or add. I forget what it was, but
yeah,
we can talk about that later. Right. But unfortunately.
Hey, when are you going to get that addictomy?
I don't know. I'm still waiting on a dick.
Oh, boy.
You're
waiting on a dick donor?
You know, I need one.
So many men die every day, but Joe's like, that's not big enough.
Right. Our podcast fans could help. Does anyone know of a dick donor for Joe?
dick donor.
Someone needs to donate a dick to Joe. Uh-huh.
Someone dies and I show up and they're like, somebody call an ambulance. I'm like, somebody grab a knife. Save the dick. Wow. Who has a cooler in some ice? Stat.
That's Joe's Pisano. Joe Pisano, save the dick.
Save the dick.
You know, people say that this podcast is a lot of dick jokes.
Mm.
Anyway, Joe, what do you have there?
I have the title that Eric, I guess, forfeited, not showing up to watch the pay-per-view and do the recap
with
us.
You know what?
I saw that's gone. I won't spoil who won it. You have to watch the show for that, but I'll put it over here.
That's almost as sad as when you actually had to forfeit the title because you forgot to fill out the scorecard.
Well, you know, I'm a busy man.
Because I saw The Miz, a former world champion, two-time Grand Slam champion, get eaten by zombies.
And, you know, at least he wasn't on Raw, right? Because he's been eaten.
That's true. I mean, they literally went with that. That is canon now.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, but that is canon. My God.
It is.
So,
eaten by zombies. Canon.
That match review, by the way, is up. That's for free on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling. And if you want the full WrestleMania Backlash recap, because the rest of it wasn't very good either.
No.
Just go to Patreon.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling. Join the millions of fans that are already on there.
Right. Mm. We know you hated it. So just listen to us hate it.
Exactly.
You know,
just be like, so many,
those guys are right.
So many famous wrestlers and stuff like commented about the zombies where it was just like, really?
Right. Yeah.
You just set, I think Jericho said that just sent wrestling back 30 years or something.
Yeah.
It was so.
And that's
retarded.
What WWE people said about Blood and Guts, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So you're like, oh, fucking hold my beer.
I'd rather see Jericho fall onto a bed than, you know, zombies fake eat The Miz.
I think that's clear.
Right.
You know,
John Morrison fought zombies with fucking parkour.
Parkour. Yeah.
This is like a Sci-Fi Channel original.
Isn't that a scene from that movie, Wrestlers Fight Zombies?
Probably. Is that a movie? Probably.
Have we not recapped this? Is this
a
thing?
No, we need to.
Yeah. Is this real?
Anyways, my God.
Yikes.
My God.
Patreon.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling. If we ever get to 1,000 patrons,
Yeah.
Again, I'll shave my head. I'm just throwing it out there.
Don't. Yeah.
That's not a joke.
Please.
I'll
don't.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'll help.
His penis head. It's very hairy.
I'll fucking do it.
What? What? How do you know this?
Anyways.
You brag about it constantly.
Giant balls, second asshole, hairy dick. Andrew Pisano.
I thought we agreed to never talk about that ever again. You stupid son of a bitch.
You stupid son.
You know, Joe, you're moving next month.
Yeah.
And you could probably use some help.
Yeah.
So I'd watch your words there.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm never moving again.
What are you going to help him with?
Oh, yes. I fucking hope so, because this guy has the all-time record for most moves.
I do.
Yeah.
Luckily, it'll just be a couple of things. I really don't have anything left at this point.
God.
I don't even have a bed. Jesus. Right.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So anyway, SmackDown, before WrestleMania Backlash, starts with Jey Uso introducing Roman Reigns. And then we have 8 minutes of Roman walking to the ring and recap from last week.
Yes.
So the show starts 8 minutes into the show before Roman even speaks.
Already off to a great start.
Imagine, like, what's your favorite show right now that you watch? Mm. Certainly not Raw or SmackDown.
Mm.
Killing Eve.
Imagine if the show was just 8 minutes of just what happened last week.
You know, like, it's usually a good 30 seconds. Show,
yeah, it's like previously on, it's 30 seconds to a minute. Not eight
right,
minutes.
Right, yeah.
We don't need 8 minutes to explain your shitty show from last week. Yeah, it sucked last week. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to suck this week, too?
And the next week? If you can't fill 2 good hours, don't be 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
That's simple math.
It is.
Right. I was recently listening to Cornette talk about how when he used to book shows, he would be like, you know, like, let's say it's a 2-hour show. I would basically fill... I would get 8 minutes of like video packages to fill the show. In this show, the first 8 minutes of the show is video packages.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's it. So
right.
It's a lot. So anyways, Roman hypes his match with Cesaro, saying Cesaro has had 0 world title matches, and Roman has had 39.
39.
That's 38 too many.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess it's 40 now after Backlash.
41
so,
too many.
Yeah. Yeah. Reigns starts talking about Jimmy Uso, but then Jimmy's music hits, and he comes out wearing a new t-shirt that reads, Nobody's Bitch.
And his brother has a new t-shirt that says, Roman's Bitch.
Somebody's Bitch.
Somebody's Bitch.
And they're like, oh.
Right, yeah. Left, right hand bitch or something.
And, yeah, Jimmy again calls Jay Roman's Bitch and tells him, I got one of these shirts for you in the back when you're ready. Jimmy tells Reigns, I don't think you can beat Cesaro, and if you lose the Universal Championship and me and Jay win the tag titles, doesn't that make us head of the table in the Tribal Chiefs?
Yeah.
So Reigns gets pissed. He tells Jimmy, that's not your position. I'm the Tribal Chief. 5-time WrestleMania main eventer. That's 5 of these.
Thank you.
He says, I put foot on the table. I'm the face of this company. Roman suggests that Jimmy face Cesaro tonight to prove that he could beat him. So Jimmy calls Cesaro out. Cesaro comes out and says, challenge accepted, and he vows to beat Reigns at Backlash.
Hey, remember how you fucking hate me? Yeah. And you're Andrew's bitch?
Okay.
Let's win the tag titles.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what the fuck?
It's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we have Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Natalya and Tamina for the women's tag titles.
Okay. I must have missed this part, but I'm sure, you know, obviously, Shayna and Nia retain. Next.
Well, let's find out. So Reginald gets ejected after causing a distraction. Oh. Nia gives Tamina a Samoan drop into the barricade like last week. But in the end, Nia gives Natalya a Samoan drop in the ring. But then Tamina immediately gives Nia the world's shittiest splash off the top rope.
Oh. Hold on. And by immediately, you mean like 5 seconds later.
Yes.
Yeah, Nia laid there for 5 seconds
waiting
for Tamina to jump off.
After completing a move.
Waiting for Tamina to jump off the top rope, land on her feet, and then splash on Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the win. And this was for the titles. Yeah.
Wait, were they recording this?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. No. We saw it.
Natalya.
Yeah.
Tamina.
Natalya and Tamina.
This isn't
tag
like
champs.
Tag champs.
They're not like
what
a future opportunity.
Oh
no, no, no! They've already lost those future opportunity matches, and somehow they got another one.
Oh, so anyone can win these titles.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee.
You have a wig?
Huh?
You have a wig?
No.
Oh, we should get some wigs.
Okay.
Maybe we can win these titles.
Sure. Why not?
Wow.
Pat McAfee said, this moment will be remembered in a documentary 30 years from now.
Yes, it will.
What?
Worst moments.
And I'd like to think he was being sarcastic, but...
Right.
He wasn't. Mm. Not so much, McAfee. But yeah, this is Tamina's first title. I think that's got to be like the longest drought for any female superstar.
From the start of their career. 100%.
For
they
sure.
win titles as soon as they debut.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Right. Because yeah. She's been there, what, 12, 13 years?
Oh, my God.
Quick, think of a female wrestler that is on the current roster that has never won a title.
Dana Brooke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
24/7. Does that count?
Did she?
I'm sure.
Do you remember this?
I'm sure.
Maybe she did.
Mandy Rose. Sony Deville.
Yeah, they never won the 24/7.
They never
title.
Won the tag
Ruby
titles.
Riot, Liv Morgan.
But again, Tamina's been there longer.
But she's been there
right.
A long
but
time.
Yeah, yeah, she's been there like 47 years or something.
Yeah, long time. Since her dad was alive, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Kayla Braxton interviews them after the match, and Natalya and Tamina fake cry in celebration.
Because
yeah.
Nothing makes an interview
there's like
better.
Winning the tag titles. Come on.
Right. Your fucking dream come true.
And then after that, fireworks go off.
What? Jesus.
Fireworks go off.
I mean, they main evented. Nope, not even the main event of the show.
No.
These are two of the biggest. Anyway, next up.
Like, what the fuck? That's no, so
right,
weird.
Right.
Anyways, yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Apollo Crews with Commander Aziz standing on a platform, I guess, to make him look taller than
because,
he already is.
Because he needed a platform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was almost off-screen. He was right. So big.
Crews suggests that he'll be the Intercontinental Champion for life. Then yeah. Crews presents Aziz with the Nigerian Medal of Honor. And then Big E appears on the big screen and says, this is the biggest sham since Macklemore won Best Rap Album of the Year.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
I mean, that's probably like 7, 8 years ago.
Sure, sure.
Then Sami Zayn comes out and he wants an IC title shot. But then Kevin Owens comes out and chases Sami to the ring. But Crews and Aziz attack Owens. Big E runs out for the save. Aziz goes for the Nigerian nail. He sticks his tongue out like a big fucking idiot. But then Big E ducks and pulls down the rope, and Aziz falls out of the ring
like a big fucking dumb idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. KO goes for a super kick, but Crews moves and he kicks Big E. And then he super kicks Crews anyway.
Sure.
Sammy attacks Owens, but KO gives him a stunner. Then Big E gives Owens the big ending. And then he tries to do the same to Crews, but Crews escapes. And then later backstage, Crews bitches to Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville. Sonya tells Crews, be careful or Adam might make you face all of them at once, like he did with Roman at WrestleMania. And then Pearce looks at her like, you bitch. And he's like, you know what? That's a hell of an idea. And he announces a fatal four-way match for next week's SmackDown.
Mm.
Me and Eric had that for the Backlash pay-per-view.
Because there was a fucking pay-per-view in 3 days.
And Joe said, no, that's too big of a match to be added last minute. Well, yeah. Apparently it's not even big enough to be on a pay-per-view.
To be on a pay-per-view to right. begin with. Yeah.
So Crews storms out, and then Pierce tells Sonya, don't undermine me in front of superstars.
Oh, okay.
Or
she's
on
like,
camera.
I'll probably do it again.
Yeah. She's like, suck my dick, bro.
Basically. Next up, we have Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler. Dolph goes for a body slam, but Rey counters with a roll-up for the win.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what Dominic did the prior week.
Sure. Yeah, that's what they do. They roll him up.
And then Ziggler and Rude taunt Rey and Dominic backstage after the match. They call Dominic a baby, but Dominic says, after Sunday, you're going to call me baby champ.
That's not better.
No.
They were basically like, la, 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 you cannot get this.
Yeah. And, you know, they did win at Backlash, so.
And they got that.
I guess on Friday, they'll call him baby champ.
Baby so. Champ.
He'll be on his tights.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably will.
That'd be hilarious.
And Shorty G will be like, good name.
Yeah. Well done, sir.
Good name. Well played.
Yeah.
Look where it got me. What do you go by again? Not Shorty
Chad
G.
Gable.
Wait, Chad Gable?
Who are you?
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Next up, we have Megan. My eyes are going in two different directions. Morant interviewing Cesaro backstage.
Aw. That was really accurate.
Yeah. I feel a little bad, but
I can't even do it if I tried. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Shawn Michaels is like, well, it takes some heat off of me.
He's like, oh, it looks like you went the other way.
Right.
By the way, I watched, me and Eric at least watched the Shawn Michaels documentary, the biography or whatever, and it looks like he might have gotten them fixed. It doesn't look as bad as it used to.
Yeah.
So
I think when
maybe
he's calm, And like, cause like you just, they're just regular. But then when I start running into the ring, I see three of everything. Vin Man, listen here.
Oh my God.
Anyways, you know, normally I wouldn't grab audio for a random backstage promo, but let's hear what Cesaro has to say.
All right.
It means the world to me to compete for the Universal Championship. And man, I've dreamt about this moment for so long. You know, growing up as a kid in Switzerland, a lot of people thought I was crazy. You know, dreaming about coming to the United States, becoming a WWE superstar. But I always had this voice inside of me telling me, I think I can. Every time somebody was doubting me, I think I can. Every time someone was criticizing me, I think I can.
Choo-choo. You heard right. Cesaro recited the little engine that could.
And Braun Strowman was pissed. He's like, the train thing is my, like my
gimmick. Braun Strowman is a train.
Right. I mean, holy Christ.
I can't wait till this Friday when she interviews the Mysterios and like, they're like, she's in between them and she's looking at both of them.
And how do you feel about winning? Ray, I'm looking at you. Dominic,
you're talking to me as well.
I'm also looking at you.
So either one of you can speak. Yeah. Either one of you can speak.
Yeah. Right.
Next up, Michael Cole interviews Bianca Belair in the ring. Cole, why are you even there?
Who cares?
This is unnecessary.
Right.
Bailey interrupts on the big screen, and they talk trash to hype their match at Backlash, but it was pretty basic. Nothing really to talk about there.
Mm-hmm.
Just some light trash talk. Next up, we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus King Corbin. Nakamura puts Corbin in a triangle submission, but Corbin pins him for the win. He's just like, okay, fuck you. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
After the match, Corbin throws Nakamura out of the ring, puts on his crown, but then Nakamura attacks him from behind and hits him with the Kinshasa.
This is a thing now.
Yeah.
Faces lose clean,
mm-hmm.
then they attack the bad guy and put on their clothes. This is like
it.
A thing now.
It is.
It's a thing. Yeah.
It is a trend.
Nakamura picks up Corbin's crown in the goofiest way possible, puts it on his head, and then later backstage we see Nakamura having multiple orgasms as he looks at himself in the mirror with the fucking crown on.
Right.
Well,
right.
First he's like this. First he, and if you're listening, I apologize, but he's like a mime. He's like, move that, and then he moves that.
Yeah.
Does it again. He's like, the crown!
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
This is not, this has been... We haven't had this tournament in 2 years.
Come on now. He's been the king for 2 fucking years.
Yeah. It's a long reign.
Is Nakamura going to be the new king?
Long reign. Oh, yeah, now. How does he not? No, he already put it on. You say you never crown the king before you put it on.
Well, I do say that, but fucking Corbin in the last tournament, every week Corbin was putting on the fucking crown and sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
And then he won.
Right.
What was the point of that?
What was the point of that?
Next up, we have more tales from the Dark Father with Aleister Black.
Next, more.
Let's see what Aleister had to say.
Right.
Yeah.
That made sense.
Oh.
It's delayed. Yeah, that's a shame.
That was fun.
Anyways, yeah, more of that bullshit.
I just went like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. I know, that's what I was trying to do. Come on.
Now he's gonna do it.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, we're back.
So for the main event, we have Jimmy Uso versus Cesaro. Cesaro starts to dominate, but then Reigns attacks him for the DQ. Jimmy yells at Roman, you just had to make it about you, huh? I had him, even though he didn't have him.
Nah.
Reigns confronts Jimmy outside the ring, but then Cesaro attacks Jay. Reigns gets in the ring to save him, but Cesaro fights back. Jimmy hops on the apron, but Cesaro super kicks him. And then he gives Jay 2 neutralizers back-to-back as Reigns watches outside the ring.
Yeah.
So happy ending, right?
Sure, right.
Oh, no, wait. Cesaro was murdered by Seth Rollins at Backlash.
By the guy.
Oh, my God.
He's not fighting.
Yeah.
Just a pay-per-view.
Have you ever seen more of a SmackDown ending to a pay-per-view than someone just getting their ass kicked for no reason? The loser of the match gets his ass kicked.
Right.
Huh?
And, you know, Backlash
by
is...
By a different guy.
Backlash is the rematch pay-per-view, but now Cesaro and Seth Rollins are going to be... feuding again, or maybe they wrote Cesaro off for a while.
Did you just say Backlash is the rematch pay-per-view?
I mean,
pay-per-views are the rematch pay-per-view.
Yeah, basically.
Also, it's WrestleMania Backlash.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
can't wait for WrestleMania Hell in a Cell next month.
Yeah.
All right, so on to Raw. We open backstage with Bobby Lashley. He's got 5 of the ugliest women you've ever seen in your life.
I was hoping one of you
Where
would
did
say
they
it.
Get these women?
Oh, my God.
Like, what? Hey,
clearly, they need to rehire the Godfather.
Even like
skankybitches.com? Yeah, this is Vince McMahon. Can you send over a handful?
Right.
Were they like,
have the kielbasa queen?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Vince was, they were like, sorry, Vince, the kielbasa queen's busy.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Like, what the hell? So
they were all, there's one maybe little one that was cute, but like, oh, maybe like they were some
big, maybe
they all had some thick, they all had busted faces, man.
Oh.
Then we see MVP in the ring and he introduces Lashley and he comes out with the girls and MVP brags about Lashley retaining at Backlash and says he's issuing an open challenge to anyone. And then Drew McIntyre comes out and he says, I accept. But MVP says, well, you interrupted me. You know, Lashley's issuing an open challenge to anyone not named Braun Strowman or Drew McIntyre. And then the fake crowd boos. But in reality, no one wants to see Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre ever again.
No.
Or Braun Strowman.
Or Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
No.
Drew's just going to have to wait till someone else wins that title. If
yeah, it's just
to
like...
It
you know, we really liked Drew McIntyre winning the Rumble. We liked him beating Lesnar. We liked his title reign. It was fun. But
yeah,
when you just lose.
Right.
It's We're over.
Done. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
No more chances.
You're done. They buried you.
Yeah. You bottomed out his stock. It's worthless now.
Yeah.
You got to do something else.
Yeah.
Like, put
the fans
like,
are not behind you anymore.
But he's obviously still in the title picture.
He is.
Of course.
And we'll lose again at Hell in the Cell?
Sure. Why
100%.
Not?
100%.
Why? I don't
know. Look, Randy, I know it's Jinder Mahal, but you have to stop trying to beat him. Can't do it, bud.
Right.
So, yeah, Lashley takes a swing, but Drew ducks and decks him, and Lashley and MVP retreat. We'll get back to this later.
Cool.
Unfortunately.
Great. Next up, I just don't understand it. Like, they did the same thing with Roman Reigns. Like, how is he supposed to be cool when he just keeps fucking losing?
Yep.
Like, no, he sucks. He lost. He sucks. It's over. Do something else. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Elias with Omos and Jackson Ryker ringside.
Heel versus heel? What
this match?
Heel versus heel. AJ sets up for the phenomenal forearm, but Ryker pulls him off the apron for the DQ. So I guess...
Pulls him
in
off.
This... In this feud, Elias and Ryker are the heels.
Right, and Omos and AJ are faces?
Yes.
Like, by the way, let's move slower than molasses. You can beat the living... They both took super cheap shots at AJ,
mm-hmm.
and Omos was like, I'm coming.
Right. Okay, I want to do a DQ count, because we're at 2 right now.
Okay.
So can we mark that down? So that's DQ. Sure. Omos then follows Ryker up the ramp. Elias attacks AJ outside the ring, and then Omos goes after Elias, but he runs away. So, I think they're going to turn AJ and Omos' face, at least for now. Because they're going to fight these guys. They're going to defend the tag titles against them or something.
No, maybe they're just... They don't know what else to do right now.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
I mean, watch all 5 hours of these fucking shows, and you'll know. They have no clue what the fuck to do.
Right.
Backstage, Riddle tells New Day, hey guys, I saw a two-headed snake. And they're like, oh yeah, where is he? He's like, oh, it's around here somewhere. And then Randy Orton walks up.
Get it? WWE.
This head.
Get it?
And that head? Is yeah. Dick head?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Dick
so
jokes.
Riddle tricked them all to show up there because he wants them to kiss and make up. He tells Randy to apologize to Kingston and Woods, but Orton says, I'm not sorry.
Oh.
So Kofi challenges Orton to a match, and Orton accepts. And
again?
Is that a knock at me, Edge?
Yeah,
basically.
That's what he said.
Next up, we have Alexa's Playground. Well, this time, her guests are the new women's tag champs, Natalya and Tamina. Alexa says, Lily wants to know, what's your favorite color? And Natalya says, pink.
Natalya waits 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then says, pink.
Yeah.
The color we knew she'd say.
Right. Because she's covered in it. And then Tamina says, black and blue, which will look great on your face if you try anything weird. Alexa says, that's not very nice. You're lucky Lily likes you. But she did love how you beat up Reginald last week. Was that fun? And then here's Tamina's response and Alexa's reaction.
Actually, it was. But if that pesky little fly tries to do anything else tonight with our rematch against Nia and Shayna, I have no problem swatting him again. Lily was, and there's like a fly buzzing around, like, and I snap.
And he's just laying there, all squished and super dead, and his guts laying everywhere, and his wings bent. But Lily likes to collect wings of dead bugs.
No.
And nails. And hair. And teeth. You don't really judge her for it, because that's her thing, you know. Do you guys collect your wings?
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Thank you, JBL.
Yeah, Roman Good. Reigns, we asked
for I don't watch Raw.
Yeah, we asked him for a comment.
Neither do we.
He doesn't watch Raw.
If we had a choice. Oh, man. God. Poor Alexa Bliss.
Poor the us goddess. For having to fucking watch this bullshit.
Yes.
So you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
what's her that? And the doll are going to be the tag team
Okay,
champions.
What happens first? Alexa and Lily tag champs? Or Frankie Monet and her dog tag champs.
Oh, no.
And then they fight each other.
Yes.
For the tag titles.
To unify. I mean, and it's really just a Lily
Frankie
dog
Monet and the dog would.
To unify the both tag titles that they just separated.
That they just separated, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the dog just humps the doll the whole time. And they're like, this is amazing.
The dog wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
They pinned Lily.
He'll stop when he's finished.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
It's better to just let him go, Clark.
Yeah. So, moving on, we have Angel Garza versus Drew Gulak.
Again! Rose in the butt. Yeah.
Garza just dominates him. Wing
Puts
clipper.
Puts a rose in his butt. The end.
He shoves a rose in his mouth this time.
Oh. The same rose same he had shoved in his anus.
The same one.
Yeah. Asshole.
He went
nice
rose.
ATM.
He went rose ass to mouth.
Why is the stem?
Why were they so? Why were they so adamant on re-signing Gulak? Like, there was, remember, like, he wasn't, you know, he was, his contract was up, and they're like, no, we have to re-sign him. He re-signs. Yeah, okay, let's just bury him right there. Okay,
you're Drew, and you're considering signing it.
Okay.
And you're like, I don't know, Vince.
Yeah, I don't know about this contract. I
mean, look, let me tell you my vision.
Okay, okay.
Eugene. I had better ones. It's like Eugene.
Santino
Gulak.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Let me just put my initials here. A E.
Oh, man.
My God.
Hey, anything for a paycheck.
Gulak must be comfortable.
Yeah. And Tony Khan's like, you like video games.
Oh, my God.
But Vince, shove the rose up my ass. I don't care.
Yes. All right, moving on. Backstage, we see R-Truth.
Who are you?
Yeah.
With the 24/7 championship.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
No,
Welcome
no, back. Don't. How dare you.
We haven't seen R-Truth since like before WrestleMania.
I know. Yeah. It was a good run.
He still has the title.
Still has the title.
One of his neighbors couldn't have pinned him for it, or like when he went to McDonald's,
the mailman.
McDonald's worker, the mailman.
Right.
So Kevin Patrick walks up to interview him, but Truth closes his eyes and says, I haven't seen R-Truth, but Patrick says, I can see you. I know it's you. So Truth says, well, I heard there was an open challenge for my baby tonight, but. He tells him that it's Bobby Lashley holding the open challenge. And Truth says, oh, Ricky Bobby got an open challenge.
Like a fucking idiot.
And then Akira Tozawa rolls up Truth to win the 24/7 title.
He was sneaking down the stairs the whole time.
Yeah.
So sneaky.
With his ninja skills.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
Real riveting.
Next up, we have Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Just... given their history.
Right.
How many times have these fucking guys fought? We got Riddle and Woods ringside. So, you know, Kofi, last time they were feuding, Kofi was the champion.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat Orton clean multiple times to retain his championship.
Yes.
Correct. Well, this time Woods distracted Orton by playing his trombone and then Kofi rolled up Orton for the win.
Yeah.
And they said this was a huge win for Kofi.
Right.
Huge win.
And yeah, roll ups really out of character. I doubt we'll be seeing any more of those anytime soon.
Yeah.
So let's continue with the show.
After the match, Orton walked away and Riddle shoved Woods on his ass. So yeah.
Are they gonna turn Riddle here? Please.
Something.
Please.
Yeah, maybe.
Turn the channel.
Backstage. Lana, Naomi, Mandy, and Dana complain to Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville about Nia and Shayna getting a rematch for the tag titles. Both tag teams argue over who should be next in line for a shot, even though it should be neither of them.
Yeah.
But then Charlotte Flair walks up talking trash. So Sonya tells the tag teams, we'll decide this later, but for now we got to talk to Charlotte. And Charlotte wants a one-on-one match for the Raw Women's Championship because she wasn't pinned at Backlash. Sonya tells Charlotte, beat Asuka tonight and we'll consider your request. Charlotte says that shouldn't be a problem. But then Rhea Ripley walks up saying, I think it might be, but I couldn't care less. I came here to tell Sonya and Adam that I want some new competition because you're nothing but yesterday's news. And Charlotte says she'll beat Asuka tonight, and then she'll beat Ripley to become the new Raw Women's Champion, which is probably all true.
Probably.
Next up, we have Nia and Shayna versus Natalya and Tamina for the tag title.
But they just did it. They just did it.
They literally they did it. Just did it.
Yep.
Yeah. Alexa comes out mid-match holding Lily, and then one of the turnbuckles shoots fire right by Reginald, and he falls off the steel steps.
With his face on fire.
That's I wish. Yeah. But that's got to be Kane. It was the fucking Kane pyro fire.
Lily's Kane.
Lily's that's got to be Kane. Then Natalya and Tamina hit Shayna with the heart attack to retain. After the match, we hear Lily laughing. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row.
They called
where...
it the clothesline, by the way. They did not call it the heart attack. I was like, oh, the heart attack. Waiting. Clothesline by Natalya.
Oh, they did eventually.
For the pin.
Did Maybe they? In the replay. Because they did say it eventually, but yeah. So this is 2 weeks in a row where Alexa cost Shayna the match. So I guess it's Shayna.
I guess.
The one that Alexa's going to feud with. Mm. Which, you know, doesn't make any sense.
Not great.
Yeah.
So Alexa's a fake.
But I guess they're going to split up. Maybe they're going to finally split up Nia and Shayna. Like,
sure.
We're done with that, right? At least we can be done with that. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's going to be Shayna. Because last week, Shayna, like, remember her leg hurt for no reason?
Right.
Apparently that's Alexa voodooing her.
Oh. All right.
I'm out!
Bye, Joe.
Jesus. Yeah. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Sheamus.
Okay.
Which, you know, was the pre-show of Backlash.
Okay.
Run it back. Run it back, same ending. But Vince, just do it!
Yeah.
Okay.
Sheamus comes out first and says, Ricochet stole my jacket and my hat. And then Ricochet appears on the big screen. Sheamus Shriver interviews him. He puts on the jacket and the hat and dances again like a fucking idiot.
Wow.
And he even does an impression of Sheamus like a fucking idiot.
Wow, wow, wow. Mm.
Ricochet comes out to the stage. Sheamus charges him, but Ricochet gives him a drop toe hold and slides in the ring. As for the match, you know, Ricochet was awesome as usual, hitting a lot of big high spots.
Sure.
And then in the end, Ricochet goes for the springboard moonsault, but Sheamus hits the pump kick in midair, which is how he beat Riddle at Mania. And I literally, like, at this point, I was like, that's the end. But Riddle, I'm sorry, Ricochet kicked out.
Yeah.
He fucking kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What a moment.
Yeah. What a moment.
But then, oh, right after that, Sheamus bro kicked him for the win.
Okay. Right. Immediately.
What's the point?
Nah.
Sheamus cuts a promo after the match, teasing that he'll answer Lashley's open challenge later.
Highly doubtful, but okay.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Mace and T-Bar, and they struck gold again. Take a listen.
Like, struck gold for them or struck gold for us?
For us.
For this show.
Desolation to Monday Night Raw. Bobby Lashley's WWE title has had an expiration date. But don't mistake the pain that we brought as a gift. It was a loan. And tonight, Bobby Lashley pays his debt. Now is the time to strike, because everything that lives is designed to end. Question is, which one of us ends the legacy of Bobby Lashley? It's as simple as the flip of a coin.
Calm the fuck down, Harvey Dent.
Easy, Two-Face. Two horrible faces.
Wait, you're both Two-Face?
Right. God. Together we make whole face.
We make dumb face, dirt
Dear
face.
God. Yeah. Yeah, when's the good part of Raw going to come?
Yes, please.
Hold on, but
still waiting.
They never came out.
No.
I guess they couldn't get their music to the truck fast enough.
That's right.
No. Damn, they're just so slow.
They realize they don't have music.
Yeah.
Right.
Next up, we have Asuka versus Charlotte Flair.
Again! 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 Again and again! How many times are they gonna do this match? Enough.
Next week.
Stop.
Next week.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
My God.
Mid match, Ripley comes out to watch. Later, she hops on the apron. Charlotte gives her the big boot. Mm. Then Asuka goes for a roll up, but then Charlotte counters with the figure four. But then Asuka rolls her up and gets the win.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
And what does this mean?
It means Charlotte will still get the title shot.
Yeah, what's the point of this?
100%.
Yeah.
Who's got the momentum heading into...
Right.
Next up, we have John Morrison versus Damian Priest in a lumberjack match.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Zombies.
I mean, they fought, you know, last zombies. Week on Raw. Yeah,
yeah. They were zombies.
And the week before that on Raw.
Yeah,
basically.
I can't believe they did the zombies again. There's zombie mace.
Backstage,
zombie
before the match, Morrison makes a bunch of zombie puns and says, "The Miz might never be the same, and that's why I'm dedicating tonight's match in his memory." So no, he's dead.
When you're eaten, you will not be the same.
He's dead.
No.
Not the same.
The Lumberjacks were wrestlers this time. So that's a nice change.
Right. You know? They look like zombies. You sure?
Well, they T-Bar's were.
T-Bar's not a zombie?
Well, I mean, they were basically dead because they're jobbers, so they might as well be zombies. But
yeah.
Nikki Cross was also one of the Lumberjacks, and she had a big moment by throwing Morrison back in the ring by herself.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Who are you?
Basically.
There was a good meme. It was like Miz in the ring with all the zombies.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, Miz's vasectomy reveal is kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah. Also, Akira Tozawa was one of the Lumberjacks.
Oh, okay.
With the 24/7 championship around his waist.
Uh-huh. And?
And none of the Lumberjacks.
Not today.
Went after him.
Not well, none one of them, person. None of them brought a ref, so.
There's a ref in the ring.
But
the
he's
ring.
Already reffing the match.
There's been multiple times where they've slid in the ring and the ref reffing that match is going, I'm going to go ref this match now.
It's an complete insult to anything legitimate when they do that.
Lucha and House Party. Truth? Lucha House Party was there.
Sure.
They always chase
Nikki
after
Nikki Cross was there, right?
Yeah. Mason T-Bar have won nothing.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's an easy one.
None of them want the 24/7 championship.
Wow.
Holy fuck. Anyways, Morrison does a bunch of parkour again to avoid the Lumberjacks. Cedric Alexander attacks Shelton Benjamin, and everyone tries to separate them. But then Priest superplexes Morrison onto all of them, and they all fall down.
Yeah, you know what's really cool at a concert when, like, you see someone jump off the stage?
Yeah.
And, like, 30 people catch them?
Yeah.
And they all fall down.
Everyone falls down.
I mean, at least Priest is a big guy. You know, when they do light guy versus light guy.
I know,
it's just,
you know, this
10 guys.
It used to be cool when they did it once in a while, but now it's every week, usually multiple times.
AEW does it every week, twice a week.
In every match is one of those spots.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Priest hits the lights for the win. Schreiber interviews him after the match, and he teases accepting Lashley's open challenge.
Hmm.
All these fucking guys.
All of them.
So,
they're all coming for you, Lashley.
Yeah. Backstage, Shelton tells Kevin Patrick that he's going to accept Lashley's open challenge.
Hey, real quick. I was also going to accept Lashley's open challenge.
What happened?
You
forgot?
I couldn't find the take out the papers and the trash music.
I couldn't find the music track.
Let me get my music ready.
Yeah.
So Cedric walks up and says, "You got a fluke win over me last week. You're worthless." And then Shelton knocks Cedric down with a single strike. And
please go away forever.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin Patrick.
I was going to say, clarify, please.
Yeah.
Especially Kevin Patrick, please. He's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially.
Next up, we have another Eva Marie video package. This time, they're acting as if she's a Hollywood movie star.
Right.
She should be.
Which, you know, if you've seen any Hollywood movies, you would know
she's
not.
She's not
a Hollywood movie star.
Any Hollywood movies.
She's been in a straight-to-video DVD, movie where,
Straight-to-Redbox?
Straight-to-Redbox, where, she gets murdered in the first 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So the evolution is coming.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
Again, it's, you know.
Don't be a wrestler.
She was born too late.
Don't be a wrestler.
Right.
She was born too late. She should have been this, you know, around the Attitude Era days.
Right.
She would have been a Hall of Famer like Tori Wilson.
Could have shown her vagine. Been a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, Playboy cover girl with Tori Wilson.
Fitness model.
Yeah.
You know, married a billionaire.
I'm sure she will anyway. We got Bobby Lashley's open challenge. This entire segment, and the entire night, it felt like they were teasing, a big return.
Right.
You know, because all these random guys are teasing that they're going to answer the open challenge. Of course, we know they're not. Like, oh, maybe Keith Lee's finally healthy or something, and he'll make a return.
Right.
But then out comes the New Day, and Kofi accepts the challenge.
They're all waiting, they all give their music and, $20.
Yeah.
To the truck guy.
Right.
All right, here we go. They're all waiting. It's a New Day. Yes, it is. And Kofi's like, I had 25.
Yeah. Right. And turns out it's the same day. It's the same day.
Yeah. It is the same day.
Kofi accepts.
On double duty.
However, he beat Randy Orton.
He did.
So
with a trombone roll up.
He's not that fresh. Right.
However, before the match, MVP says, "I never said anything about a championship match." So the bell rings. And Kofi does the same thing to Lashley that he did to Brock Lesnar. The same mistake.
Yeah.
The bell rings and he charged.
Yep. And jumped.
And jumped.
He's like, "Catch me, Papa."
Right.
Papa, can and then you Lashley hear me? Counters with the big spine buster. Later, Woods distracts Lashley with the trombone, and then Kofi jumped off the top rope and DDT'd Lashley on the apron. That was a cool spot.
Yep.
And then Woods kept interfering, so the ref ejected him, and while he's doing that, MVP was about to hit Kofi with his cane, but McIntyre showed up, grabbed the cane from MVP, and hit Lashley with it, and then Kofi rolled up Lashley for the win. I don't even know. That's like five roll-ups. Sure. But whatever.
And new! He beat the champion clean.
I never said anything about a championship match.
Oh, right, right. So that's it? That's just it?
Maybe it's a fatal four-way in Hell in a Cell.
Oh, God.
Kofi's
beating Randy Orton and the
champion. Two roll-ups.
Wow.
Two roll-ups for Kofi.
Wow.
No.
How awesome.
How awesome.
Yeah.
What the piece of shit.
Well, there you have it. There's the shit SmackDown and dog shit Raw. So let's give some awards.
All right. Boom.
And it all made sense because it was right in the middle of shit WrestleMania Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big pile of steaming shit. So anyways, who did you have for worst dressed?
Pile of shit. Oh, sorry.
I had Ricochet.
Ricochet as Sheamus.
Because Sheamus doesn't even look good in that attire.
No.
Is he going to do a mohawk next, maybe, Ricochet?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I had Lashley's hose.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
Eva Marie,
yeah.
Only one.
I mean, technically, she's not really there.
Not
but,
another show. But.
Yeah.
But, like, Sasha's not on SmackDown anymore. So until Sasha comes back, I guess it's Eva Marie in video promos.
It's up for grabs.
Right. It's up for grabs.
I almost said Lashley. Guy looked good in a suit.
He does. Worst acting?
R-Truth.
Yeah.
I had Birds! I'm sorry, Mason T-Bar.
I had Retro Bitch.
Yeah.
Best acting? This is a tough one.
I had non-applicable.
Kevin Owens was there.
Did he talk?
He got beat up in the corner.
I had Chris Jericho.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
What? MJF?
If I had to pick one...
Which you don't.
I would say Jimmy Uso, but...
Oh. Come on.
Okay, let's go with no one.
That's desperation right there.
Sorry, now I'm embarrassed.
N.A.
Yeah. Worst comment?
Ricky Bobby got an open couch?
Yeah, but he's... it was dumb. I had a little engine that could with Cesaro.
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, no, it's acceptable.
Best comment?
Not applicable.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Sweep it. Worst match?
The women's tag team title match on Raw.
Okay.
That was my slow-mo. I had Elias AJ because I was just like, what a piece of shit match.
My slow-mo was the women's tag team title match on SmackDown.
Oh, the other one.
I did the same as Eric. Nice. My worst and slow-mo were the women's tag title matches.
Right.
And I don't give a fuck which one.
Right.
Yeah.
Best match?
Not applicable.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like
Ziggler-Rae.
Ricochet versus Sheamus was good, you know?
Right, but you just saw it on the paper.
You just saw it.
I know. Give us a good match. One good match they can't even give us?
Right, 5 hours.
Not one?
Well, and like Asuka and Charlotte was good, but again, we've seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
Worst move, Tombstone roll-up. Trombone roll-up.
I had Apollo doing the same punch to Kevin Owens for like 15 seconds in the corner. He's just like, Yeah, it's like, come on.
Trombone roll-up.
Best move?
Non-applicable.
Superplex thing.
I had Kofi's DDT when he jumped off the top rope.
Yeah, that's not bad.
DDT'd him. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Worst moment or segment. And the nominees are everything.
Whole show. Yeah. Whole show.
All right. So I have audio for mine.
Okay.
So when Natalya and Tamina retained, what's the new guy's name? Adnan Verk? Something like that?
Yeah.
He was literally coming in his pants announcing it.
Yeah.
She Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
oh, well, yeah. Man. So yeah, Adam Verk doesn't know what the heart attack is, so he just said clothesline.
Yeah.
But then later, when they were showing the replays, Byron said it. Or
right. But yeah,
I another mean, non-wrestling fan exactly. as an announcer.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Makes perfect sense.
Awful. I had Alexis Playground for worst moment or segment.
Oh, hey. God, that was bad.
Joe, yeah.
No problem.
That was bad. Oh, I don't even know what I put. Yeah, I don't know.
Everything.
I had Apollo Crews and putting his dude on a big stand and giving him a medal.
All right, and then nothing for best moment or segment? Agreed? Yeah, okay, so
sweet. I had one.
Oh, you did?
I had the commercial for the HBK documentary.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Best moment.
Nice. Wow, that's yeah. good.
That's okay. a moment.
All right, that's all for awards. So now it's time for breaking news, and start with some sad news, because former ECW legend New Jack passed away last week at the age of 58 following a heart attack.
Yeah, sucks.
Mm-hmm. Dark Side of the Ring, you know... They had an episode about him last season.
Yeah. Which is
wasn't
really...
the greatest guy.
No.
But it was saying, a like really it's... good episode.
It was.
Yeah. Did you see the meme? Like, it's like the AJ Styles and Undertaker.
Yeah.
And it's like mass transit up in the afterlife enjoying himself yes. and New Jack.
Yes. The that's, fucking that's Nick Gage episode of Dark Side of the Ring was even crazier than the New Jack one.
Really? I've been watching that
fucking
one,
fucking yeah. insane. There's also been rumors that Bray Wyatt asked for some time off because he's been dealing with mental health issues stemming from the passing of his friend Brody Lee.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Wyatt lost to Orton at WrestleMania because they were planning on Bray being off TV for a while. And Bray also recently posted on Instagram responding to these rumors. That's why it's in news. But he said this whole thing. He goes, "You are stale. They ruined you. He's boring. I hate his matches. My life is art. My art's successes and my loved ones are the only exit I have from my mental health. You have no idea how much a simple, thoughtless comment on social media can directly affect the person you are sending it to. With great power comes great responsibility. The negativity in our world is astonishing, and mental health is at an all-time decline. Be better. It could save a life. They saved mine. I love you, JoJo. I love you, kids. I love you, Mom." So, yeah, he's not doing well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I guess those rumors were true.
I guess
that's why he lost to Orton after all.
Yeah, right.
And why the Fiend is buried once again.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Any other news, Eric?
No, I didn't have anything.
All right, then. Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So at WrestleMania Backlash, WWE announced the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view for June 20th. And apparently they did this to push Money in the Bank back to July so that they could have it at a location with fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Texas being fully open, there's probably a good chance that Money in the Bank or SummerSlam will be in Houston or Texas.
Speaking of SummerSlam, I saw a rumor that there's not just Texas and Arizona, like I recently talked about, but they're also considering Madison Square Garden.
Really?
And the new stadium in Las Vegas.
Mm. Interesting.
For what?
For SummerSlam.
A whole stadium for SummerSlam right now?
Yeah.
A football stadium?
People are dying to go to anything.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we'll see where it lands. Something has to come here.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, at least in the near future.
Right.
I mean, if Money the Bank's going to be like, okay, we're back. And we're touring every week now. The Thunderdome is dead.
Yeah.
Which, you know, fucking thank God when that ends. But, yeah, I mean, they'll be here soon enough.
They're supposedly going
to
have...
Which, you know, I don't know. I'm not that excited to go because these shows have been absolute shit lately.
For sure, for sure.
We still have 2,000 business cards that we didn't get to hand out at last year's WrestleMania.
Right.
So we still have to hand those out. So that's what I'm excited for.
Yeah, absolutely. speaking of... sets. There's rumors that once they start touring again, they're gonna have new sets for Raw and SmackDown.
Oh,
so hopefully they won't be using the same like fucking layout for both.
Right.
Maybe make them distinct.
Yeah. And then this was a rumor late last week, but Fightful reported that Zelina Vega is returning to WWE and has already filmed some video promos at the Performance Center. Mm-hmm. Other reports stated that Vega is filming promos with The Rock's daughter, Simone.
Okay.
Interesting.
So
he's going to bring her right in. Might as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why wait?
But, you know, that's good news, I guess.
Sure.
You know, the whole thing with the superstars, they can't be on Twitch or whatever.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stand for NXT stars.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe she's, maybe the whole thing was like, I'll go back to NXT, be with Simone.
Yeah.
And then I can stay on Twitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just figured out it wasn't that big of a deal. And she said, look, I just want my Twitch, guys.
But we haven't seen the other wrestlers back on yet. You know?
True.
So I don't know. Also, Dave Meltzer reported that The Miz tore his ACL in the Lumberjack match. Mm. So we'll see you next year.
Probably. Eat him! Eat him!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
maybe that was the last minute call. Like, oh, you tore your ACL? All right, have them. Yeah, like,
eat him.
I mean, he's 40. I mean, there's a chance he could not come back from that.
Yeah. I don't know.
You never know.
He's like also never been injured.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so that's new to him. Depends.
Interesting.
So, I mean, either way, they'll use him because he's so good on the mic. They could use him in any capacity.
Oh, so I'm sure they've already started filming for the new season of Miz and Mrs. And
yeah, of course.
They'll will definitely have this on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all for rumors. So it's trivia time.
Okay. This one might be a little bit difficult. So we will see. Rey Mysterio is a 5-time tag team champion now. Mm-hmm. 5-time.
Yeah.
We know Dominic. Can you name the other 4 partners?
This is all Eric. Edge.
A couple easy ones. Edge.
Edge is one.
Guerrero.
Guerrero, yeah.
So 2 more. Batista?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that feud.
Yeah.
And this is thanks to superfan Canon Lamp, by the way.
Okay.
He sent this to me.
Awesome.
One more.
Where did he send it to you?
Difficult.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
He was posting it, I have trivia for Joe, on Twitter, and I was like, DM him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Kind
of hard. Definitely during his era when he was big in WWE.
A big guy?
Big name,
but not a giant.
No, it wasn't Big Show.
Not a big show.
Ratio. I'm trying to give some hints. I don't even remember this. Maybe Eric will. That's too big of a hint. This guy has had some big comebacks, just like Ray has. In like the last...
RVD.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
RVD.
Hey, we worked together there. Good job.
All right, yeah.
And for Andrew did,
but
well
I got more.
I'm just kidding. He was a 3-time WCW tag champ. Just for bonus points, you wanted to give a shot at
any
of those?
I don't care about that.
Billy Kidman.
Billy Kidman.
Okay, I have no idea about that. Conan.
I remember that one.
Conan.
Yeah.
I just get.
Yeah.
And then another very obvious one, if you followed WCW back then, because they looked the same.
That's racist.
Like, both have a mask.
Psychosis.
No.
No.
Who's the other one? But more, way more.
Suicide. Oh, that's TNA.
No.
Yeah. La Parca?
No, Juventud.
Oh, Juventud.
Good old Juventud.
Yeah.
Good old Juventud.
Juventud Guerrero.
All right, fan questions. Alan Kimmett. What? Did I miss something?
That was my elbow.
Joe's elbow ran across the table. I thought someone ripped one.
I was like, did I skip a segment? What happened? Alan Kimmett, what long-lost tribe are Mace and T-Bar from? The Ascension Tribe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Rito, seriously, no takers for me sleeping over? I'm vaccinated for everything, and that's a pimple on my lip, I swear.
Hard pass.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to ask for a BJ
or
anything.
You crossed the line.
Come on, Joe. Cuddle puddle.
Yeah, sure.
Jay Kabaker, can we just discontinue WWE already? I mean, that's the hope. You know, cross your fingers.
Cancel it.
Joey Montez, do you guys reach out to any wrestlers for interviews and stuff like that? Yes, but it's kind of like a, you know, no-no for them to do our show.
Look back, we've had Al Snow.
JTG.
JTG. We've had some people on. But yeah, I mean, like, we want a big star, and we kind of are anti-WWE in a way.
No one in WWE is allowed to be on our podcast.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
Right. Well, Zelina Vega was going to come on our podcast, and then she got signed by WWE, and then stopped responding to my DMs. It had nothing to do with what I was sending her.
No, like, usually when someone gets let go...
Was pretty cool, though. When she wasn't, you know, signed with WWE, she would, like, respond to fans and stuff.
Yeah.
Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, Zombies. Okay, so we have the Zombie Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
The ECW Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And
The Undertaker.
Oh.
Push the Lumberjacks.
Push Taker... Fire.
I don't even know what the ECW Zombie was.
Like the first episode of ECW, a zombie came out and someone beat him.
Well, I guess bury him and
fire the Lumberjacks.
Set the Lumberjacks on fire.
Yeah. Push Yeti. Wasn't that a zombie?
Yeti from WCW. Oh,
that was a mummy.
Oh, yeah.
Big difference. Right. He'd walk like this. And then he dry humped Hogan.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Moreland, this is a petition to get MJF's ha-ha comedy bullshit line added to the soundboard. Can't you tell how many times this has been needed for the past forever weeks?
He makes a really good point.
That is a really good point.
Not bad.
Maybe we should add that. Someone send me the fucking audio because I don't want to get it. Kyle Foxen, if you could pick either HBK or Stone Cold to have a full career with no injuries or time away, who would you take?
So Stone Cold would probably like still be around a lot longer because he stopped early.
Shawn Michaels would still be a drug addict because, you know, if you watch the biography, him being away from wrestling is what, you know, led him to get off drugs and stuff.
Yeah. Look, Shawn had an amazing second career, so I would say Stone Cold.
Yeah for sure. Cold. Shawn Michaels,
he'd still be champ today if he never left.
Shawn Michaels still wrestled for like 16 years, you know?
Like, who's older, Goldberg or Stone Cold?
They're around the same age.
Yeah. I mean, he could still win the title right now.
Yeah, for sure. Beat Kevin Owens.
He could still win the title right now. What's funny about the Shawn Michaels biography, by the way, was it ended with him losing Undertaker at WrestleMania, retirement match. They never mentioned the Saudi, the comeback for Saudi.
And nor should they. I don't consider it.
And then I retired and I never came back, Undertaker.
Except against you, Undertaker. Again, anything that, you know, what happens in Saudi Arabia stays in Saudi Arabia.
I might have not won at WrestleMania, but I won at Saudi Mania.
Yeah, it's not canon.
It's not canon.
Come on.
That's Goldberg, why we've never seen that title that
Goldberg beat The Fiend at Saudi Mania.
See, not canon.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
One man gangbang.
Oh.
Idea for the next Patreon exclusive. Recap the Pillman's Got a Gun episode of Raw. Or do a hottest diva feet bracket.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, one of our fans said he was going to put together a hottest ass bracket.
Ooh.
Like a month or two ago. I'm calling you out, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Forgot who said that.
And obviously, if you send that to us, the intro song would be Billy Gunn's theme music.
Well, it would have to be. How would it not?
Joe would have to wear his bandana.
For sure.
Yeah. Wes Albright, what are the odds? Vince just threw a dart at a photo of the roster, and that's who got to pin Lashley. Probably a decent enough chance.
I wish.
Maybe.
I wish.
Spencer Conover, lock of the century on the pay-per-view is getting lame because of Reigns. How about changing to NFL Eliminator style? Once you pick a wrestler, you can't pick that wrestler again until you get the lock of the century wrong. That's not a bad idea. I like that.
Let's keep track of
that. Someone remind me of that for the next pay-per-view because I'll forget.
Right.
Minnesota Nice, could you guys do a bracket on the best years in wrestling, basically from the Raw after Mania until next Mania? Personally, I think 02 and 03 are the top two.
Oh, man. That would be a lot of work.
Woo. That is a lot of work.
We better get started.
So if someone else fucking, you know, like maybe one of our fans should take the reins on that one. Minnesota Nice, do it.
Yeah.
Make it, and
what
we'll
year,
do it.
But the year Stone Cold won, was that 98? When did Stone Cold win his first 98. Title? Like, that next year was fun with Vince, and oh my God.
Yeah.
That wins. That's
how
it.
Could it not be that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, was it not that?
Stone Cold beating up Vince for a whole year.
Yeah.
Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, these guys for a top title push. Sheamus, Corbin, Mahal. Well, Sheamus and Mahal have had it.
Yeah.
So, Corbin.
Push Corbin, yeah. I guess.
Someone new.
How dare you?
Firing Dashing Dan. bearing this question.
Carlos Ramirez, Bushfire Barry, risky text messages I want to send to my ex. Do you have that picture wearing Astros gear? If Ben Affleck and J-Lo can get back together, why can't we? And do you watch Schitt's Creek?
Push Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Barry Astor's gear, fire Bennifer.
Bennifer. Yeah, that works. Timothy Wilson, whenever you guys imitate Vince, reminds me of fake Steinbrenner from Seinfeld. What would it sound like if the two had a conversation about Vince buying the Yankees? Okay. Joe, you're Steinbrenner.
So, George, how much is it going to take to buy your baseball team?
$100 million.
I don't have that. Okay. Here, how about take a sip of this drink I made for you? I swear it's got no
poison.
Right. And you just hear.
Steve the Don Valente wins the Festival of Friendship for Eric and Josh. Well, that ended poorly. So
yeah.
Josh and Eric have made up. You know, Eric sent that text and everything's cool now.
You sent him a text, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Everything's totally cool now.
Did you?
You sent him a text. Yes.
Yes,
you did.
Okay.
Yes, everything's cool.
You look confused.
We're cool.
Yeah, maybe I was drunk.
All right, more on that news at 11.
Pop culture junkie, which potential backstage shoot fight, if it had happened, would you want to have witnessed? Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker if Shawn had not done the job at Mania 14 to Austin. Mm. Stephanie McMahon versus China. Or Vince McMahon versus Randy Savage if the Stephanie rumor was true.
Ooh.
Taker versus Shawn would have been over in a second.
Yeah.
Shawn's dead. So maybe not that one.
Yeah.
That would have been like Tyson just knocked him out and then Taker goes and knocks him out again.
Right.
Yeah, Vince versus Randy. I would push that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. Sahin Rahman, how many more weeks before Adin Virk is out of a job? Keith often says, hopefully none. Like this
yes,
week.
Yes, I cannot stand
it. He can't stay for that much longer. Even Vince has got to be like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Amraj Mali, would you rather own a giant hamster or a tiny rhino?
Tiny rhino.
Oh, that's fun.
Like the rhino the size of a hamster?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking cool. Right. You'd be like, look at this fucking guy. Hey, and he's just like running into shit.
Imagine a rhino that big.
Would you rather fight a rhino-sized hamster or a hamster-sized rhino?
I'm going to get one of those ducks that are behind Beck's Prime in Sugarland, and that fucking thing's going to be up to here. It's not even going to be close.
You mean the geese that are back there?
Geese?
Bonesaw's ready.
If Joe's absent again, could we get an LA Knight soundboard to replace him?
Yeah.
That's a fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah. We
haven't seen him again. He's gone.
No. Keith Hoffman, is it possible WWE has Rollins and Reigns interacting constantly to eventually turn Rollins face again? I've been saying this.
Yeah.
I said the main event for next year's Mania is going to be them two.
Rollins takes the title.
Unless they somehow convince The Rock to wrestle. Kev Griffin, I think it'd be interesting to see you guys do a video with Simon Miller from What Culture. I'm not trying to plug the podcast, but he loved Backlash, and I don't see how.
What? So did those three other
because
guys.
It sounds like someone's on the payroll. You got so big they gave you $200 and you sold out. Yeah.
Probably just some free tickets.
Yeah.
Right.
Adam Hughes, well, that's it. I'm not watching anymore. Listening to you guys is better entertainment than the crap WWE produces.
Every day we get two
Thank
more.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jason Dearham, would the pay-per-view have been better if Morrison had just closed the fucking door behind him?
Would have saved a lot of trouble.
And do you think Vince actually told Peacock that they would be promoting the shit out of a Netflix movie?
Right.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Well, I mean, how many cock original movies are there?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. True. Jason Jason Claver, update number 19. I got drunk and watched a bit of the Vince Russo David Arquette WCW champion era, which signified the ultimate demise of the company. It definitely brings up a few questions. Is WWE worse now? Can you pinpoint an all-time low in wrestling history? Is there any realistic chance AEW wins the war?
There isn't a war.
Yeah.
I mean,
is WWE worse now than when David Arquette was the champ, the WCW champ?
I mean, is it on that same level?
God. I don't know about that.
I mean, at least a star was on the show.
What was worse, David Arquette winning the WCW or Goldberg winning against Kevin Owens?
Goldberg, because I'm
the Fiend.
Goldberg, because I don't give a fuck about WCW anyway.
Well, all right.
So there you go.
Fair enough.
Dan Hankinson, I've been in a coma the last 9 months. Anyway, I'm excited to see the chaos and destruction Retribution caused.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh, nice.
Chris Klim, I've never seen an episode, but what's more entertaining, Monday Night Raw or Chrisley Knows Dicks? I've never seen it either, but I imagine I might laugh once or twice. So Chrisley Knows Dicks, probably. Yeah. Carolyn Holly, I know they pushed it back, but who are y'all's picks for the men's and women's Money in the Bank participants? I'm not going to pick all the people, but my winners, I'll give you answers. Yeah. I've said Edge a few times. I'm going to stick with Edge for now.
Yeah.
And then for the women, I'm going to say Sasha Banks to like win it and then steal the title from Belair to set up like a SummerSlam rematch.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's tough. I'm going to say Shayna Baszler for the women.
Okay.
I don't know why. And I don't know who, what. What, which guy needs a big push that's not getting one?
It doesn't.
I would have said Cesaro.
That's not what it is. That's not the question, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's not what the briefcase is.
It's not who do you want to see win it.
Okay, Ciampa. Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Edge almost sounds like a really good.
How about
Edge?
Kevin Owens? That'd be great.
Kevin Owens would be fucking phenomenal for
he's,
women.
He's not doing anything right now.
Right, right.
No, he's just going to lose another fucking IC title shot.
Yeah.
Sasha, that sounds about right. Who else is there, you know?
Sure.
Unless they call someone up.
Right. Rahul, what are your guys' day jobs? I don't know if this is ever mentioned before. I'm currently looking.
We've done this.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
VP of sales for a company, telecom company.
Yeah. Male prostitute. And
Eric. Point star.
Eric just says, if Vince McMahon died, would you guys be more happy or sad? What's there to be sad about?
Yeah. I mean... Sad of
what is
Andrew.
There to be sad about? The guy killed Owen Hart. Come on, there's nothing to be sad about.
I mean, it was like third degree manslaughter,
right? He saw him fall to his death. He's like, damn, that's crazy. Get him out.
Stone Cold versus Undertaker. Get out there.
Yeah.
Fucking craziness. Anyways, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $19.99. And become a supporter of the show for only $5 a month. Cancel anytime at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yes, we just added WrestleMania Backlash recap.
Yep.
That's on there.
The NXT and AEW recaps are on there every single week.
And then we've got a new bonus episode.
Yes, coming soon this month. Absolutely.
Ooh, wow.
So go check it out.
See what that is.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
And if you want to see how I look without any hair on my head.
Because we're also going to do his eyebrows.
Get us to 1,000.
Hey, what we didn't say about eyebrows. Get the fuck out of here.
Everything.
Jesus. All right,
you got it.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong? is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.